Okay, are we ready? Hi, I'm Duncan Krieger. This is
Beth Fisher from Bridging Commercial Magazine.
And this is
Michael Primrose, and I own the Property Finance Guy.
Hi, thank you so much for coming on. We're doing something a bit different today. DefenderCast is my podcast. It's about business, property and positive thinking. And we've brought that to the show today in association with Bridging and Commercial and Tab, which is a lending business that I've recently started. And we just want to get to know everybody and see what they're thinking. So I'm going to quickly ask you at the beginning just to introduce yourself again. Tell us where you work and maybe give us a quick elevator pitch, if you could.
Okay.
Go for it.
Right. So I'm Mark Brimmers. I set up a brokerage at the end of 2018 called The Property Finance Guy. I've also got my own podcast as well.
Awesome.
Which I'll just drop that in there.
Please do. What's it called? Where can we find it?
It's called The Property Finance Podcast.
Okay.
So it's literally, we talk about property finance.
Brilliant.
So yeah,
can
it's
I come
been going
on?
About a, you can come on. You're more than welcome.
I'd love to.
We interview lenders, so yeah, you're more Brilliant. Than welcome to join. So yeah, I set up The Property Finance Guy at the beginning of, or the end of last year, I should say, just to try and create something a little bit different, really. And our branding is very, it's like getting a big hug,
okay,
is what our branding is all about.
Oh, I like that.
Personal.
Yeah, and we don't like the corporate stuff, so we've moved away from that. And my team actually has stood outside, or they were, one of them is.
Right, they've gone.
they've left you.
They've literally seen me walk away in there and they've all just gone to go and get freebies from stands and things
yeah.
like that. But yeah, we just wanted to create a brokerage that was just a little bit different. And off the back of that, we've done about 36 million in debt raised so far this year. The podcast has taken off massively. We started a networking event in London, and that's my elevator pitch.
What's that 36 million of lending that you've done? How's that split across different sectors in the lending?
So it's pretty much purely bridging and development. So we very much push ourselves that we're a specialist in development finance.
Awesome.
Rather than anything else. So yeah, I'd say it's probably 70% development, 30% bridging.
How did you get into the bridging space? Because you're quite young.
Yeah, well, that's what my talk later is about as well. So what happened is I started off with, so basically I started as a conveyancer, got made redundant from there, ended up working for a commercial finance brokerage, who I think you've actually got on later, which is Pilotfish. Started there, worked there for two and a half years, and then basically decided that I wanted to go on my own. So that's what I did sort of beginning of last year, and then unfortunately that business didn't work out, so then I decided to go completely solo, and yeah, that brings me to now.
Good
Please.
luck.
Yeah,
good luck.
That's great.
Brilliant. I love that. What words of wisdom would you give then to somebody young and thinking about coming into this industry? How could you guide them into making the right decisions?
Yeah, so my thing would definitely be, as a youngster you're, or as sort of, I'm 25, but anyone sort of 25 and lower thinks that going in and starting your own business is a difficult thing. They think it's a risk to take. But actually, I mean, we took the risk to start our own business when I had two kids already, so we had mouths to feed. So it was a big thing for us, actually, that we took a bigger risk than most people would. I'd definitely say you're not too young, especially in the bridging development space, to get in and start your own business like this. I mean, people are going self-employed, but they're working under other people's umbrellas. But I don't think there's necessarily a need to do that anymore.
So don't be afraid to take a leap of faith.
Oh, definitely, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, there is a theory that it only ever gets harder to go on your own start to have a family and commitments and regular bills, and, you know, you're in the sort of flow of life, that it gets harder and harder for you to break out. So I think I actually agree. And a lot of people that have been asked this question, one is like, get a good job and work for the best company you can. And I think the other thing is, if you do back yourself and you believe you can make it, and it gives you the freedom to work as hard as you like, work day and night to make it work. And there's so much available now with podcasting, which is pretty cheap usually to put on, not as quite as cheap today.
We've run our podcast for free.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I've not spent a penny on it at all.
Yeah, I think that's really, really powerful. Like, that is something I would be saying to people, is that, you know, I spend my life on Instagram posting bits and bobs, and at the end of the day it is free, and I managed to reach thousands of people on a weekly basis that I couldn't get around to meet even if I wanted to. So there is things that we should be using to our advantage.
And that's what younger people are bringing into the space as well. It's not just the old school kind of like cold calling people, or just like, you know, there's just so much more out there, which again is free. And LinkedIn as well. I know that I do see a lot of lenders trying to get business through LinkedIn, which I don't think is the best way to do it. It really depends. But actually putting out useful educational content is fantastic. And I think that's it.
We generate a good chunk of business through Instagram now.
Yeah. Which, if you know how to use it properly, I mean, that's why we like collaborating with you, because you guys come at it from a kind of much more educated stance, whereas I'm just sort of making fake news wherever I go. Great. So what sort of, how do you win new business then? Tell us more about that. Let's park Instagram aside. What's your strategy and where does it come from?
So literally all of the new business we win is actually off social media.
Amazing.
So we win pretty much everything through Facebook. I don't get anything from LinkedIn. I'm not a big fan of LinkedIn because it just seems to be a space for everyone to just slag each other off.
Please pause for the announcement. Okay, we're good, sorry.
Do you want to start that bit again?
Yes, please.
I can't even remember what the question was.
Where's your new business come from?
So all of our new business pretty much comes off social media. So everything comes through Facebook, Instagram. We started using Pinterest as well, which actually that's generated business as well.
Soon be TikTok as well, I guess.
Well, we've actually signed up to TikTok. Mainly, actually, I just wanted to get the username locked down. Because as you can imagine, with the branding that we're pushing out, calling yourself the property finance guy, someone else is going to take that on TikTok or Snapchat or something like that. So we've locked down all the social media platforms. That's where it all comes from. It comes from posting on Facebook. We've now brought in an in-house marketing manager as well, full-time. So she is stood outside the door at the minute taking photos, which will no doubt be on Instagram in the next couple of minutes.
Where is she? I want to wait.
She's just there. She's in the blue top with my logo on her.
What is it? Sorry for being with the property...
The property finance guy.
Literally
the property finance guy.
It's interesting you say that with, you've got a marketing person on quite soon. A lot of the, I guess, more on the lending side, but also brokers as well. The ones who've been in the market for a long time, that's normally when they want to start growing, they then think about maybe getting marketing, but it's normally like a last thought. Yeah. Whereas you've kind of come into the market quite soon and you've already got someone there to deal with.
It was literally, I think it's our second hire. And the reason being is because I think it's all well and good. I mean, you look at a lot of the brokers on Facebook, social media, they haven't really got a following or anything like that. So it's difficult to put content out and actually have that content reach more people.
It just takes time, right? You have to play the long game. If you're expecting to post something and get new business from it, then you're not understanding how it works. But the property finance guy building that brand is cool. I love it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, everything we do is like the property finance guy, the property finance podcast.
is it all about you
at the minute? Which we're very quickly going to look at changing.
Property finance gal, maybe.
Don't, you're stealing a business idea. Don't get into that. You're stepping on like my 2-year plan.
That's fine. We'll edit that bit out.
But we've sorted out branding for like 4 or 5 different options that we could take it.
Brilliant.
But I've got no intention of selling this anytime soon.
No, I mean, look, it's not easy, as you found, to start a new business and to build up some traction. Yeah. And I've been through selling a business and starting again from scratch. Yeah. And, you know, you feel, okay, it's tough out there trying to, you know, build a business and build a brand. And
who, just a final question, who is your mentor? Or do you have one?
Yeah, I do, actually. So I'm mentored by Rob Moore and Mark Comer, who run Progressive Property.
Okay.
And they turn over about 30, 40 million a year in their training company. So they mentor me on sales.
Is that the guy from Rob Moore?
Yeah. So he has a podcast called, well, I'm not going to name drop it, but he has a podcast as well.
He's big on LinkedIn. And
And he's he pulls in celebrities on his podcast.
Yeah, he's like interviews billionaires and stuff. Yeah, that's probably why I haven't got the call yet.
No, that's it. I'm sure he's not far away. But I go around to his house once a month. We sit down and just hash stuff out. And he's been a big influence, actually.
What is it that he gives you? Or where's the real benefit, do you think?
He can sell ice to an Eskimo.
Yeah.
And he passes on a lot of that knowledge. And actually, Progressive Property, they've got about 25,000 investors and developers that go to their seminars and their events. And we bought a franchise of their networking event as well. He just gives that knowledge of how
someone to talk to.
Well, and a massive lead generator as well.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So it was worth every penny for the mentorship, because he's pushed me to places and into places that I didn't think I'd.
I've got one more question that's not on here, but I'm going to add it on here for future. What's your biggest frustration in this industry?
Oh, man, the biggest one is lenders saying they're going to do something and not doing it. It is the biggest frustration that we get.
Using the wrong lenders.
That as well, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're a lender, you're going to say that.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, no, it's interesting.
It's a massive thing. So I'm not going to name drop the lender that did it, but No, definitely not. So we brought a new lender onto the panel. They've not been around a huge amount of time. And we sent them three deals to test out sort of what they could do. And they've managed to cock up all three deals. And the problem is it's not cocking it up quickly. They'll drag it on.
Yeah. It's so, the stage that when they do that they say that they can't do it anymore.
They don't realise that's a reflection of you and your clients. There's nothing. They don't hear that the lender's done this, the lender's done that. They just think, the property guy's screwed me.
Yeah, basically. And that's exactly it. And then it goes all over social media and then you've got to try and... it's just not ideal.
Okay. Well, there are some good guys out there generally. Like, one of the things that I'm doing is that we're not really very aggressive. We're not trying to get everybody to throw us deals so that we can splash our rates all over the place. We're actually quite low key. And the one thing that I've always been known for is sticking to my word. Yeah. And that's what I'm building a new business off the back of. So maybe we can show you some.
Trust me, I've already had your BDM's business card.
Okay,
so it's fine.
Good. Lovely. It's working well then.
Yeah, Danny's business card was in my hand before I'd even walked through the door.
Brilliant. So. Great. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate
you. Cheers for having me on.
Do you have any questions for us while you're here?
Yeah.
Oh, go on, do your elevator pitch then.
Okay, which one? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do an elevator pitch for a different business, but it's also part of Tab. But Tab's a lending business, and that's where my background has all been before. But I'm creating an app at the moment to allow people to buy and sell property. So what we're doing is reducing the barriers to entry, because I think there's two things that are wrong with the property market at the moment. It's going to be a very long elevator ride. But there's two things wrong with the property with property investment. One is the barriers to entry, as in how much money you need to buy a property. And the other is liquidity, as in I need my money back and I can't get it. So what I'm trying to do is, or what I have done, is I've built a platform that allows people to buy directly into property, and if you own 1% of a property, then you collect 1% of that property's income. You can buy into property from £1,000. So I could have £1,000 share of a flat in Berkeley Square or of a student residential scheme in Manchester. And then more interestingly, you can then trade that share back in the marketplace. So I can build a debt-free portfolio of say £10,000 spread across 10 different properties, and I'll receive a monthly rent, monthly income from my share of property. And if I need some of my money back, then I can list my shares back for sale in the marketplace. So my portfolio would tell me exactly what my property is valued at. It's almost like a cash out value. So if I needed some money, I could cash out. And that's what I think the future is.
Brilliant.
Exciting. Yeah.
Sounds good.
You're going, what's your elevator pitch?
I mean, it depends what arm of the business talking about.
Let's talk about the magazine.
The magazine's the main baby for us. I mean, when I joined in 2014, I always wanted to launch a magazine. And it's been quite a few years, and we finally did launch it in January. And the main thing about the magazine is we wanted to kind of tear down the walls of a traditional B2B publication, trade publication. They all look quite similar, yeah. which is fine. You know, they will have their place in the market. But I'm a collector of magazines. Like, I have most of my space in my flat is just filled with magazines, which is a bit weird. But I'm like a hoarder for mags.
Amazing.
But I love collecting really like interesting stylistic magazines. And I thought, why can't we do that in this space? It shouldn't be a boring market, and it's not. It's becoming way more innovative with podcasts and you know, videos and video content and just new ways to do things and really exciting events. And we thought, why can't we do that on the magazine? And it's also, there's no PR in it. It's all written by our editorial team in-house, and we slave over it.
It sparks debate as well.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's the main thing. We want to educate the market. We also want to give the industry a voice, but we want to do it in the right way, and we want to make sure we substantiate everything we put in there. But it's just a lot of research. There's no data in this market, so we have to make that ourselves. The first issue I did was all about how lenders are funded, and I had to contact 45 bridging lenders to actually ask them on the phone, how are you funded? And I got a lot of phones down because they didn't want to tell me, but I've got 45 lenders to go on record with how they're funded, and that information wasn't out there before. So.
And it never is. This is a problem with an unregulated market as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But I think, you know, our mantra is tab, trust, transparency. And, you know, we're an open book. We're happy to share. At the end of the day, I don't think you can build anything great by holding your cards close to your chest. So,
definitely.
Yeah,
not.
But I do see some people like to be, they're scared of the competition, and they should be. It's been great. Thank you for your time.
So
really.
No,
cheers for having me on.
Good to meet you. I'm glad to, we're on your podcast, yeah, next
yeah,
time?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, right. Nice.